And we are back from the Business Writers Conference, coming to you from the Renaissance Birmingham Ross Bridge Golf Resort and Spa in Birmingham, Alabama, brought to you by Business Writers Exchange. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, you got to get ready for this one. This is going to be a great segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Chief Executive Officer with Greenleaf Book Group, Miss Tanya Hall. How you doing, Tanya?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Greenleaf Book Group, are you doing to serve the authors in your world?
We do a little bit of everything, frankly. So we do everything that the traditional houses would do in terms of helping to develop the manuscript and, of course, taking it to market. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about our model is that being a hybrid publisher, we sit in between traditional and self-publishing. So we're also helping them maintain creative control, ownership of rights, faster speed to market, and some other perks that traditionally you find on the self-publishing side,
right?
But then you can't get the distribution.
So now... When you're working with an author, are you choosing them, or is this something where they just pay for a service and then you're taking all comers?
No, in fact, that is something that we're very protective about. So we do about 120 books a year and accept about a little less than 10% of what comes in. So we're very careful to protect the quality of our list, to maintain the retail clout that we've fought so hard to build over the last 20 years.
Now, that's something, like, obviously in self-publishing, anybody can publish anything and then call themselves an author and go out to the market as an author, right? Mm-hmm. So with you, you're curating these authors. So what does somebody have to do to get on your radar to where you would even consider their project?
So we are basically a proxy for the retail buyers that we pitch to, the airport buyers and Barnes & Noble and all those mm-hmm. folks, which are still a big, heavy part of our book sales business. So we're looking for the same thing any traditional publisher is looking for in terms of quality content, the author's platform, their willingness and energy to promote. That's very important. And then something new and novel about the actual book idea, which we've been hearing about all during this conference is, you know, what really makes it stand out, what differentiates it in this really crowded marketplace.
Now, if you're weighing the choice between a great book idea and an author that has a list of 100,000 Twitter followers, like, how do you do that? What's the algorithm that Greenleaf uses?
Well, a little bit of a loaded question because, I wish it were as simple as just an algorithm. I could just like pump everything into this formula and see what it spits out. But really, it comes down to number one, is the content good? That it still has to be good. Even it doesn't have to be like the most amazing new idea no one's ever heard of, but it has to be fundamentally good content. And then is the platform relevant? Because sometimes people will, you know, the classic example is buying an audience of Twitter followers. Well, that doesn't mean that they're an engaged platform that actually wants to hear what you have to say and it's going to convert into a buyer. Mm-hmm. So they have to be, it takes a lot of work to build like a really engaged audience. But I've pointed out many times that the best books on our list of over 1,000 titles, in my opinion, are not the best-selling books.
Right. So there's not necessarily a correlation between the highest quality book and then the one that has most sales.
Right. It's all about the hustle.
Right? And that's one of the things. As a publisher, that's a challenge too, right? Because you're like, you could fall in love with this book. It's super important. It's super relevant. But people aren't, it's not resonating for whatever reason.
That's right. It's the media business. And before publishing, I worked in television. It's the same issue there. You think you know what your audience wants, but sometimes you get it wrong. And sometimes it's just the whatever else is going on in the world sort of works against you and the timing ends up not being right.
So now when you're working with a new author, how do they get on your radar even?
A combination of things. We're blessed to have lots of referrals from industry partners like publicists, ghostwriters, other people who work in the craft of making a book. Mm-hmm. And then other people, just internet search, believe it or not, is still a very promising way to find a publisher or distributor if they're just trying to figure out. Particularly, we're in Austin, Texas, and you'd be surprised, the Texas pride goes a long way. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of people from Texas, although the scope of what we do is certainly not limited to Texas, and most of our authors are not just in Texas, but we're very heavy in prescriptive nonfiction, as they call it, so business titles, self-help, parenting, wellness, anything that makes you a better person is what we're really known for doing well.
Now, is this something that you're constantly looking, or do you have a number that you shoot for every year, and then when you hit that number, you're kind of done?
We try to keep it around 120 a year, just because we're a staff of 40 people, and that's pretty, it doesn't sound like, to some people it sounds like a lot, and other people are like, that's not very many books at all, but that's about...
Well, that's 10 a month.
Which does feel like a lot, but and that's what we can do well, and still really take care of the authors and collaborate with them in the way mm-hmm. that our model requires. So that said, if number 121 trotted through and it was something amazing, of course I'm going to do it.
That's right. That's the bottom line. Now, let's walk through the process. You find somebody you like. What does it look like? How do I work? Like, say, Stone and I, we've already been approached by one of these hybrid publishers. Just
I don't know if we mentioned it to you before we went on air.
I don't want to name names, but we might be trying to start a bidding war.
Yeah, we're kind of big deals. You know, Lee and I, we're kind of big deals. So
this person, who shall remain nameless, was intrigued by what we do and the fact that we've interviewed a lot of business people and thought we might have an interesting book in us if we were to so choose. So hypothetically, you're working with us, and how does that relationship work? What are we doing? And, you know, walk us through the process.
So it really varies. For you all, it would probably start with some assistance in the actual development of the manuscript. But
you can tell that just by talking to us for a few
minutes. She's like, yes, like, yes. Ouch. No, but so many of our authors come to us at that point where they have the idea, they have the concept fleshed out, and it's not their core business. They're not in the business of writing, and we totally get that. And frankly, that's probably not the best, highest use of their time in some cases. They need to be out there speaking and building that platform. So we can come alongside them, help develop the book, and take it all the way through into production and, of course, distribution and marketing. Or sometimes people, we're a distributor at the core of our business. So sometimes people will come to us with a book that's already printed. And we have a series of paleo cookbooks called Well Fed that are just tremendous sellers. And they have graphic design in-house. They've taken care of everything. The books are literally printed. They show up at our warehouse and we just drop them into the sales system. So it really depends on where someone is in the journey of creating the book, where we come alongside and partner with them, and then what that looks like in terms of a business relationship.
And then, so if we had a book or we do the book on our own, we can engage with you just on the marketing and distribution of the book.
Correct. Yes, that's right.
So, but again, this is still something that we would then be part of your 120, or that doesn't count? You have a separate pile
that
for
counts.
Us.
That counts. Those are still ultimately authors we have to deal with.
Right. So that's how we're defining
that. The label right there. People we have to deal with.
There's the truth of it. No, but really that's still part of the capacity that we have to manage day-to-day in-house, and just part of what our reps, our distribution is in-house, which is a little bit different for a lot of hybrid publishers, certainly, but the company started as a distributor, and when I started there, that's what we did. We just distributed books, not that that's a small thing, but it wasn't until 2007, 2008 that we added the publishing side of the business. So that's very unique that we have those direct relationships with the airport accounts, with the Barnes & Noble buyers. So we're getting that very specific feedback from them. In fact, yesterday, one of the speakers was asked if a cover really matters. And I was just like...
I would guess yes.
Itching in my seat. I was like, oh my God, I want to tell you a story. Because yes, like there have been so many times where we pitch something, and the airport accounts in particular will say, oh, I love the concept, but that cover is just not working. And we pitch early enough that we have time. We can go back and tweak it. And the author is always like, of course, I'll do whatever, you know, to make sure that it gets in there. And we figure it out. But that type of direct, it's almost like having a little bit of R&D department internally, being able to get very specific feedback on what works in the marketplace from the accounts that we sell.
And you can make the adjustment.
Right.
You can be nimble enough. That's probably one of the benefits of this hybrid model, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because and also of being a little bit more of a boutique-sized publisher, we're agile enough that we can make those changes and, not create some domino effect in the production department that knocks everything back 3 months.
But could you also, because you are hybrid, if I have a client that says, you know what, I want you to customize a forward for just my organization and I'll buy 1,000 books or something, is that something that can be done in your shop that maybe it couldn't be done elsewhere?
Absolutely. And we do a lot of that. We do a lot of custom projects. And the other interesting thing about being a hybrid is because we don't have ownership of the rights, our authors who are very much speakers, consultants, CEOs, they have the flexibility to handle that in whatever way makes the most sense for them. That's their business deal, mm-hmm. not ours. So we can assist in the printing and the packaging and the shipping and all of that. But it's if they want us to step in and get involved in the deal making, of course, we'll take our cut. But we don't have to. That's not a trade account. We don't own the books. But yeah, we do a lot of that type of custom publishing, whether it's a foreword or an actual custom edition in some cases for a very specific customer of my authors.
Now, what advice would you give to an author about attending this conference?
Come with lots of space in your notebook and an open mind. And I would say don't get too overwhelmed. I think just in listening to some of the sessions that are oriented around the art of actually writing the book, I see some faces like, I don't know if I want to do this.
It looks like work.
It is work. And then they haven't even heard the stuff yet that's coming around the corner in terms of marketing. Like, your work hasn't even started yet, friend.
The book is just, that's table stakes.
Exactly. It is table stakes. So the marketing and the publicity is such a grind. But when you take a step back and think of what it does for the business, and we've had some great examples of that, I think that's the key thing, is to always be tying it back to the ultimate purpose behind driving sales overall for another entity, about it not really being about the book sales.
And that's kind of something maybe not everybody understands going in, that sometimes the purpose of the book isn't to sell books necessarily, but it's to get more consulting business and to grow the firm.
Yes. And if I know that at Greenleaf Book Group, if someone comes in and they have the expectation of,
like, I'm going to be John Grisham.
Want to write books all day and I don't want to promote. I'm sort of a recluse. That's just not going to work. And we'll be very frank with them about the realities.
They're not going to be part of the 120, I'll tell you right there.
No.
Not going to make the cut.
They're not. And frankly, there's a place for them within the publishing industry. They can self-publish on CreateSpace or Kindle and write all day. And they'll probably find an audience. It won't be the type of audience we need to support the type of model we work in.
Right.
But, you know, there's a place in all these different publishing models for everyone and their different goals. But yeah, I think for someone coming to this conference, not only come in with an open mind and be ready to, I would say, be sort of proactive in how you pick the brains of the peers here, because between the audience members and the speakers, there are some really bright minds in this group. And I'm seeing it happen in the hallways a lot, and people are brainstorming and kind of helping each other through some challenges. But there's just a lot of intellectual resources here.
Now, for you, what would be a win for you at the end of this conference?
Well, for me, obviously, I would love to come away with a number closer to that 120, find the next gem for our list.
Okay, you know, we can talk.
Is it
after.
You all?
It could be. Words out.
Well, I think one of us could be good for you. The other one, I'm not so sure.
I've got a 50-50 chance right here. But also, this is a chance for me to rub elbows with a lot of my peers who mm-hmm. I work with on a regular basis, especially on the publicity side, since we don't do that in-house. I've known these folks for many years, and it's just a pleasure to be able to talk best practices with them and just kind of catch up on what's going on in our world.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about your firm or get on your radar, what's the best way to find you?
Our website is the best way. That's www.greenleafbookgroup.com. I'm on Twitter at Tanya Hall, TanyaHall. Those are probably the two easiest ways.
Tanya Hall with Greenleaf Book Group. Thank you so much for coming by and hanging with us. Yeah. This has been fun.
It was fun. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Conference, brought to you by Business Writers Exchange.